What's in store for fashion and technology in 2023? Find out. Welcome to this week's roundup on what's happening in fashion and amp. Technology powered by 360 Fashion Network. This is the 360 Fashion Network Daily Digest. Here are 10 headlines you need to know. My name is Anina Net, and I'm going to be bringing you the news roundup. Before we start, if you want to receive this news roundup regularly, then hit that like button and smash that follow, as we will be bringing you this news every week to keep you in the know of the top stories we think are important. Alright, first up, Anubhav Sharma, Adarni Consulting and Merch, and follower of 360 Fashion, shared his predictions with us. He believes that the biggest development in the fashion industry for technology would be metaverse and smart salary variables. The future can change the whole fashion's cape, I think. He also says, we are going to be more focused on augmented reality. Web3 will introduce more apps to interact with each other on the local scale, on the mobile definitely. News source, 360 Fashion. Remodels, new formats and store openings continue to feature prominently in the conversations of industry executives looking ahead to 2023. Indeed, the ongoing challenges retailers face have made it more important than ever to invest carefully and purposefully in stores. One approach is to remodel stores and find ways to get more out of retailers' existing assets. But several retailers are aiming to elevate the in-person shopping experience even further by launching entirely new store formats. They are turning to new designs, services, assortments and technology to give shoppers a distinctive reason to visit a store and, more importantly, the right experiences to drive them to make purchases. In this report, CB Insight states that expertise-driven experiences, omni-channel natives, shop-in-shops, smaller stores and specialized spin-offs will be implemented. News source, CB Insights. Technology is constantly changing and evolving. Frequently, periods of volatility are followed by periods of great innovation and healthy, necessary change within the industry. With that in mind, according to Dr. Chen-Si Wang from Spicework, in 2023 automation will continue to be a focus. Chen-Si anticipate organizations gravitating towards solutions that offer automation, end-to-end workflow management, and easy integration. Response and recovery becomes a huge effort requiring a large amount of human capital that can be enhanced with automation. This year we should see an accelerated demand for treating security as an engineering principle and embedding security further into development workflows and processes. More opportunities in cybersecurity are coming since there are more open positions than people to fill them. This allows the cyber industry to do things differently than other segments of the market. News source, Spiceworks. Why unsexy technology will be a priority in 2023. The bulk of Kering's technology investments in any given year go to projects such as NFTs and Roblox, according to the company. Although it doesn't explicitly follow it, it favors the 70-20-10 model, whereby 70% of investment goes to innovation in the core business, 20% to adjacent opportunities and 10% to disruptive technologies. This year, Kering has been investing in artificial intelligence to better predict how much inventory to produce and how much stock to allocate. Its inventory predictions are now 20% more accurate than previous methods. Advanced analytics could make a difference in the coming months, such as using AI to make pricing and markdown decisions. This could allow retailers to process much more data to reach better conclusions. On the other hand, 3D software that allows brands to design and prototype items digitally has been gaining momentum at companies ranging from Timberland to Hugo Boss, as they allow brands to save time and reduce waste by reducing physical samples. News source, Business of Fashion. Based on McKinsey's analysis of fashion forecasts, the luxury sector is expected to grow between 5 and 10% in 2023, driven by strong momentum in China, projected to grow between 9 and 14%, and in the United States, projected to grow between 5 and 10%. Europe, on the other hand, is under high pressure from currency rates and a growing energy crisis. which are likely to result in modest sales growth for the luxury sector, projected to grow between 3 and 8%. McKinsey analysis of fashion forecasts projects relatively slow sales growth of between -2 and +3%, weighed down by a contraction in the European market, expected to shrink between 1 and 4%, exhibit. China and the United States are expected to fare better, growing between 2 and 7% and between 1 and 6%, respectively. Industry's leaders will need to prepare to make strategic sacrifices while investing in agility and creativity to succeed when the market eventually recovers. News source: McKinsey. According to TechPacker, chatbots and touchscreens are being used in stores to improve customer experience and customize product suggestions. Also, trend forecasting and supply chain management are still some of the most profitable avenues for AI this year. The Internet of Things, IoT, provides a great emphasis on comfort using new and exciting fabrics to keep up the pace in adapting to the demands of contemporary life. With rapid data analysis, for quick adaptation, brands and factories can receive real-time feedback and alerts from companies about defects or damaged goods. Virtual reality is enabling customers to virtually try on outfits, giving greater accuracy, thanks to customized measurement functionality, and also employs augmented reality technology. Besides, new Adobe Illustrator alternatives are gaining popularity among new designers by using graphics design software or simple vector graphics editing. Since the advent of 3D printers, many brands have been looking into the possibilities it holds for on-demand production, which will create new avenues for customization, sustainability, and creativity. Actually, blockchain allows all of its members to be connected and exchange information, documents, and data, directly and securely. News source: TechPacker. Teresa Lobatistini, CEO of Metaverse Game Fashion League, also agrees that the metaverse will continue to provide important inspiration for new forms of marketing. As physical barriers are removed, we are seeing more and more fashion brands, both new and major, creating digital-only collections, which are themselves status symbols for dedicated customers. Another key aspect of Web3 adoption is improving interoperability by making the metaverse easier for people to seamlessly exist in different immersive virtual worlds, accessing a wide variety of them with a single digital identity. In addition, avatars will become increasingly common, as their association with being our digital twin used to express our online identities grows. Another prediction is that virtual collections will become more prominent. We will see the metaverse place a greater emphasis on sustainability in its fashion, helping to reduce textile waste, inventory costs, and overall emissions. News source: Blockster. No more of vibes as a slang and more in the New York Times trends for life in 2023. Soft boys and soft girls may have been gaining momentum for a while. We will see the end of lanyards and the rise of the butter churn. Americans will gravitate toward media, experiences, and political figures. More teenage Luddites creating book clubs and stargazing. Less extremes and more everyday pleasures. Plus, we can expect a lot of talk this year about buying tasteful investment pieces and fake fashion items. Items created by troublemakers who mock the logomania and luxury obsession rampant on social media. It's also time to revamp the drugstore shampoo and conditioner, or maybe just find a drugstore brand that works better for the hair, and give the strands a little more TLC. And boys in hoodies and shorts will finally get justice because they'll make a national name for themselves. News source: New York Times. Machine learning and cloud technology have become common disruptive technologies in the fashion industry. The 5G internet is expected to offer excellent speed for data transfer and information exchange this 2023. Driverless vehicles and drone delivery will also become prevalent, as well as cloud technology, which helps cut down the physical storage and keep the data securely online. On the other hand, drone technology will make its way into the industry through fashion merchandising delivery or as an inventory management assistant and for motion tracking of consumers for insights. In addition, mobile commerce has become the cornerstone of the retail industry. Several types of machinery in the manufacturing units are automated. From making yarn to packaging, and AI powers continuous information distribution across all organizational levels. News source: Fashionista. Fashion experts say that in 2023 we'll settle into a new normal. The pandemic gave us an increased appreciation for comfort, but we're also keen to look more put together. We're keen on looser, relaxed fits, but we're also interested in returning to the classics of the modern wardrobe that we missed during the pandemic, like blazers, jeans, and trench coats, says Loretta Choi, chief merchandising officer at Stitch Fix, which crunched through data from 4 million clients. In 2023, you'll likely find yourself buying straight leg jeans. In addition, some workwear brands are reporting that sales of blazers and suits are now hotter than ever. Also, in the current moment of economic instability, Choi believes consumers will shop less frequently, but be focused on quality and durability. News source: Fast Company. That's it for the top news you need to know. If you want more of these tips, you can sign up to our newsletter at www.360fashion.net. Don't forget to turn on the notification so that you won't miss the latest news every week.
Are you interested in the future of fashion? 360 Fashion Network is using AR, augmented reality, to create virtual exhibitions. Our most recent exhibition was at the Dutch Design Week at the rooftops of the fashion tech firm. We showcased 6 robotic dresses in an interactive augmented reality virtual exhibition. Now you can download it to your location and see our robotic dresses. Just scan this QR code or go to the link ar.roboticdress.com and look for the View in AR button on the page. Using your mobile phone, when you click on that button, your camera will open and fashion models will teleport to your location. Try it today and comment your thoughts on ar.roboticdress.com.